Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this is going to be one of those Sundays where you think, he lost it again. I don't know why, but I come up with these really weird ideas, and you can tell me afterwards if you think it was really weird. The song kind of goes like this, I don't remember. I was going to have Travis stay behind and play some guitar behind me because I can't remember the words to the verse, but the chorus, I'm hoping everybody is just going to jump in with vigorous energy. Well, I've spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Am I singing it right? Playing a fool's game, hoping to win, and telling those sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a lover. I'll bless the day that I discover another heart looking for you. I did that in the best Texas. I don't know what it was about this song recorded in 1980 by Johnny Lee. Y'all apparently know it better than I do. But it reminded me so much of the morning of the resurrection of Jesus. You heard the account from Luke chapter 28. But on the first day of the week, that was Sunday, remember that the Sabbath was on Saturday. At early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. A few verses down from there, we learn that they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and some other women with them. And while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. Gee, I wonder what they were. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, that's what you do when you are confronted by an angel, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." I'm sure that Friday of Jesus' crucifixion and the Saturday that followed as he rested in the tomb, these were two of the most restless nights the disciples ever experienced, tossing and turning as their members of Jesus invaded their dreams, reminiscing of the great stories Jesus told, discussing over and over again the meanings of the parables that he taught, recalling how dumbstruck they were when they witnessed Jesus' miraculous healings. Remembering how Jesus put down every argument of the lawyers and the scribes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, Jesus always had the right response. Even the demons lost every verbal battle with Jesus so that they released their captives. The disciples had walked with Jesus for 3, maybe more years. They had seen and learned so much. Shock doesn't even begin to describe the depth of despair after they had witnessed his arrest in the garden, his mock trial before Pilate, his cruel crucifixion, and finally his death. the one they loved and believed in was dead. And even worse than shock, they were so alone. And because he was gone, they were oh so vulnerable. Where would they go to find such authoritative and commanding words? Where would they see such power to save people from their infirmities and with the demons? Where would they go to receive such unconditional love and mercy for sinners such as they were? It is almost impossible for us to imagine what the disciples felt as they were getting up that early Sunday morning after the death and burial of the person who meant so much to them. The song continues. I'm not going to sing it. And I was alone then, no love in sight. I did everything I could to get me through the night. I don't know where it started or where it might end. I'd turn to a stranger just like a friend. Because I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I dreamed of, hoping I'd find a friend and a lover. I'll bless the day I discover another heart looking for love. And yet the words of these two men, these angelic figures, angels, yes, were giving a message of hope to some very, very heavy hearts. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. And it was a Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them as an idle tale. They did not believe them. Peter got up, rose, ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths just lying by themselves. And he went home, marveling at what had happened. The 11 disciples got the report. No way. Why would these women try to give us such false hope? It's just an idle tale. But why would they even try unless it's true? While the others, did not believe the report, Peter, the denier, ran to the tomb, checked it out for himself. He saw the linen cloths lying on the floor, and no body was there. And Peter went home, marveling at what had happened. You know, it would take a lot more for Peter, that rough and tough fisherman, to believe and become the great fisher of men Jesus called him to be, unless those words were true. But we know from the other Gospels that Jesus came and he appeared to all the disciples, showed them his hands and his side. It wasn't an idle tale after all. The one they saw crucified and buried is alive. He is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You might think I'm a little corny using a country song to present the gospel. And forgive me if this upsets your religious respectability. I certainly wouldn't want to do that. But you know what? Jesus approves of truth wherever he finds it. And the truth is, we have often looked for love in all the wrong places. The truth is, we've had moments where we thought this was just an idle tale. And statistics bear this out, that more and more people are rejecting, or worse, ignoring the message of the gospel. And they have set their lives on a hot and heavy pursuit for meaning in a world that cannot give it. We look for love in sports, in recreation, in arts, in theater, in meaningless relationships, in money, in status, in celebrity, in personal comfort, in friendships, and even in our own families. And you might say, hey, wait a second. That's a good place to look for love. You sure about that, Pastor? Listen to what Jesus said one day. Anyone who loves their father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You might be thinking, well, that Jesus sounds pretty anti-family to me. It's not. It's just that he knows what happens when our first love is not him. Soon enough, every other love we've got there in the world replaces our love for Christ and his life, his suffering, his death, and most importantly, his resurrection become inconsequential to us. What a sad day. Think about it. A lot of places I just mentioned can come to a pretty quick end with a life-altering injury or illness. I've heard actors say, you know, I'm only one job away from starving to death. The love you've sought for in your friendships can end faster than a sneeze through a screen door. Keeping the Texas image going here. You know, but think about it. And for what? How many times have you been angry with someone over a short period of time? Someone says, well, what were you angry about? And you go, I can't remember. You forgot. And if you're looking for love in your family, well, don't get me started here. Let me just say, if you're looking for love there, you may be sorely disappointed. I tell you that unless Jesus is your first love, even family can become an idol. And eventually your family will let you down. But when you love God first, he gives you the right kind of love with which to love your family, to give to your friends. And he teaches you how to appropriately use the gifts of sports, recreation, arts, theater, relationships, money, status, etc., without expecting too much of those things. Here's what you need to know. And it's a question the angels gave to the women. Why do you seek the living among the dead? All the things you're tempted to look to for life are really not life-giving. The scriptures say that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. You know, it took even the disciples a little while to understand it, but the day of his resurrection and his appearance convinced them once and for all what John the apostle had taught. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And Jesus says in the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Resurrection Sunday is such an important day. It's on this day that you encounter Jesus, who was killed, yes, killed, but 3 days later rose from the grave. when the disciples were confronted by this truth, they were changed people. They were done with looking for love in all the wrong places. Love had come into the flesh, suffered every temptation that you and I have suffered, took upon his flesh our sin, our punishment, our eternal condemnation, because he loved us unconditionally. And God raised him from the dead. And if the disciples would have had a radio in that day and Johnny Lee had recorded this song in 30 AD, they would have applied it to Jesus, I'm convinced. And the final verse in the chorus goes like this. And you came a-knocking at door's heart. That's Jesus. You're everything I've been looking for. There's no more looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I've found a friend and a lover, God bless the day I discovered you. Oh, you, looking for love. Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. He is risen for you, amen.